I've got a little piece of food on the perch in there, and as soon as he sees it, he normally just dives in like that.
Hunting small game with master falconer Don Herbig is an experience. It starts simply enough with Herbig throwing two Harris's hawks, a male and a female, up into the nearest tree. And then, with walking stick in hand, he sets off for a walk in the woods.
Harris hawks are one of the few breeds that you can hunt together in a cast. This is called a cast when you have two of them. I've been in a field with 25 of them all hunting at the same time.
Initially, the birds follow Herbig, gliding gently from tree to tree. But then the birds surge ahead, clearly tracking something of interest.
Now, was that her? Oh, a squirrel. See him come down the tree?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Oh, got him.
Within minutes, the birds have made their first kill of the day, a squirrel snatched by the male from the top of a tree. Herbig coaxes the bird to give up its catch with a piece of meat from an earlier outing, and then it's back into the trees. The hunt is very much a partnership between man and bird. At one point, the inexperienced year-old male gets himself hopelessly tangled in some branches, and Herbig gently works him free. Occasionally, he uses his walking stick to beat the underbrush, hoping to chase a rabbit into the open where the birds can take it. There are less than 3,000 falconers in the U.S. Part of the reason is that raptors are a protected species, and getting the licenses to keep them is expensive and time-consuming. And then, Herbig says, there's the training.
You're an apprentice falconer for 2 years, and then if your sponsor feels good enough, he'll say, yeah, you can be moved on to a general. And then you have to be at that general class falconer for 5 years. And then after the end of that 7 years, if you've done everything okay, you can be advanced to be a master class falconer.
Herbig spends 4 to 9 hours a week hunting with the birds. On off days, he still spends 30 minutes or so just seeing to their care. The range of game the birds can take is impressive, everything from squirrels to the oversized rabbits found in the American West.
We go out to Texas once a year to hunt jackrabbits with these hawks. Jackrabbits weigh about 3 times what these birds do. If they catch them on the head, they can usually control them, but if they catch them on the butt, it's like a rodeo. It's quite a scene.
These days, there are high-tech toys that make the job a bit easier, things like this tiny tracking device that attaches to the bird's leg. It keeps tabs on lost or wayward birds like his small, beautifully colored Aplomata falcon that's escaped before.
Man, you're just fussy with me. She doesn't like being touched.
The Aplomata is still in training. To give it some exercise, he takes me to a nearby open field where he uses a drone to put the bird through its paces. He attaches a meat-filled lure on a long string to the underside of a quadcopter and flies it around the field for the raptor to chase down and snare. It's all a lot of work, but Herbig says he finds it more than worthwhile.
I guess I love just being in the woods and watching the birds fly through the trees and watching them chase game. I don't always have to catch something. Sometimes the squirrels are smarter than the hawks. And sometimes they get away, you know, they evade them.
Enjoying the woods and the birds may be his primary motivation, but Don Herbig has found a way to make the birds pay their own way. He now rents his birds out to local businesses. He says a short visit by his raptors to a business or public space is usually enough to keep messy, noisy nuisance birds away for days or even weeks.
All right, let's just see if they can find something.
For VOA News, I'm Mike Osborne in Tullahoma, Tennessee.